It is really a pleasure to be able to get this far, and it also is exciting to be playing right here in Chapel Hill, isn't it?
Yes. Last year when we lost in the championship game at State, we set a goal right then to make it to the championship game because we knew it was going to be at the Smith Center. And our girls have worked extremely hard to get back there, and we're hoping everyone in the community is going to come out and support us tomorrow.
I know that every team is different, Coach, but this one being 31-0 has done what no other team has done, and you got this quest for perfection going on. What makes this team so special? What is this chemistry that allows this team to be so good?
Oh, they play so well together, and they're highly skilled, and they're very unselfish. And I think that's the big thing. They understand the true meaning of teamwork and work well together. They play great defense. They pass well. They're just a fun group to be around and exciting to watch.
This is a team that can do a lot of good things, and I know that one outstanding member of many outstanding players is Kat Romaine, who picked up her second consecutive East Regional MVP award last week against Wes Craven. She gives you a lot to work with, doesn't she?
She does. She's 6'2", and she'll be attending Bucknell next year to play basketball. She received a 4-year scholarship, and she does it all. She rebounds. She can score inside. She's a shot blocker in the Eastern Regionals. She had 9 blocks. I thought it was more than that, and it seemed like it was a lot more than that. She's just a presence inside that a lot of teams have difficulty dealing with. And the other thing that's really good about her is that she runs the floor well and she can shoot from the outside.
Coach, I know that your support for this team has been good all year, but I got a feeling that a lot of people might show up tomorrow in the Smith Center to watch you play who haven't seen you play before. Describe the kind of a team that they're going to see when they watch the Tigers.
When they see the Tigers play, they're going to see a team that likes to play an up-pace basketball game, up-tempo. We play great pressure defense. We like to run the floor, and we have 11 girls who can get the job done.
There is another factor that kind of plays into this. You're playing Hickory, another undefeated team, West Regional champions. They've had a really special season as well, and a lot of people anticipated that you two might meet last season, but Hickory got knocked out early. Is that something that's kind of added to the excitement going into tomorrow?
I think so. You know, the West has won the state championship the past 2 years with Harding out of Charlotte, and we're both undefeated, and we both play the same style of basketball. They press a lot. They like to run. And so, you know, we're very similar in that. We're averaging 70 points a ball game. They're averaging 69 points a ball game. So our scoring is very similar and very close to the amount of points that we put on the board. So, you know, Hickory has a strong tradition of basketball, and they also have a community that gets out and supports them. That's one of the things their coach was talking about at the press conference the other day, is that, you know, people from Hickory will be there.
Yeah, that's for sure. Coach Norris, I'm not going to mention any years here or any ages because you've been doing this a long time, and I remember very well when you won a state championship way back then. This one would be really special if you could put this one together tomorrow.
Oh, it would be. You know, every coach dreams of having an undefeated season and coaching a state championship team. And there's so few of us that get to do that. And, you know, that's one of the things that we talk about at practice, is that right now, not only are we representing our school and our community, but also the eastern part of North Carolina. We are their team that is vying for this state championship. And it's an honor and a privilege to do that. And our whole theme has been this year making history. And the girls have done that. Longest winning streak, most, you know, being undefeated, being back-to-back for a state championship, have an opportunity to do that 2 years in a row. Very few teams get to do that. So we've been savoring this moment and working hard to make it come true. And I'm really hoping it's going to happen.
Sherry, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Ron. And I thank the community for their support and WCHL for just supporting our program.